The Central Committee of Proscribed CPI Maoist in a press release on January 15 alleged the security forces for bombarding the Maoists' hideouts near the tri-junction of insurgency-hit Bijapur, Sukma and Telangana. The press release on January 15 is the third in the series, as earlier the Dakshin Subzonal Committee of the banned outfit had also released similar press notes on January 12 and 13. This is not the first time that the bombs have been dropped in the areas inhabited by one of the weakest societies of the country. It is clear that the Indian state has undertaken the approach of aerial bombing in order to eliminate the Maoist party, read the statement. It further read that the forces are conducting these strikes with the inputs from the National Technical Research Organization, established with an aid from the American security agencies. Spokesperson of the Maoist, Abhay, further claimed, "These aerial bombing are testimony to the fact that the forces are unable to enter our thresholds through land route, as the masses have always opposed any such offensive by the fascist regime in the past tooth and nail. Despite heavy bombardment, our guerrilla forces have bravely retaliated and managed to injure at least half a dozen personnel. One of their choppers has also been damaged," read the statement further, while in the end the proscribed group reiterated their commitment towards Maoism-Leninism-Marxism by citing the example of Afghanistan, North Korea, Vietnam and Laos. Copy of the press release. Reality behind the aerial bombing. This is not the first time that the Maoists have tried to portray themselves as the victims of the aerial bombing. Last year, after a similar operation in the Sukma region, the ultras had released similar press notes and accused the forces for conducting airstrikes, following which a large number of so-called human rights activists and others intellectuals working with the frontal organizations of the banned outfit had come out in their support. In fact, this has now become a time-tested strategy of the violent group to portray themselves as victims of the state oppression. However, the truth is that many a times the Buster Police and other official of the Central Reserve Forces have categorically denied these accusations. Recently on January 13, IG Buster Range Sundar Rajpi in his press conference too has denied the accusation and termed it a mere propagandist accusation. No use of any sort of air power excluding the choppers used to carry the Jawans on the forward operating bases, FOB, have been considered for the operation against the Maoists, said Sundar Rajpi in a statement on Friday. However, despite of that, the ultras have time and again accused the government for the aerial bombings. Collapse of the citadel. It's been clear that the success of operation like Prahar and Samadhan have left the CPI, Maoist, hapless and confined in their own bastion. In fact, the augmenting influence of the forces can be understood by the fact that in the last year alone as many as 20 FOB have been established in the Maoist hotbed of Buster. These FOB have done an extensive damage to the structural integrity of the Maoists' organization. As a result, their intelligence wing has been badly collapsed. In addition to that, the strong presence of security forces have instilled a sense of assurance in the villages. As a result, their participation in forces like DRG, District Reserve Guards, has also increased. Apart from all this, the war-level development work in these areas under the Central Government Special Assistance Scheme for the LWE-hit areas have also managed to change the long-lasting perception about the forces and the government. This has led to the establishment of a better and efficient intelligence network for the forces. All these factors together have instilled a fear of a decisive and an all-out offensive by the government, and the ultras are already preoccupied by the fear of it. As a result, any sort of large-scale deployments are feared with a prejudicial sense of aerial bombings or an all-out war against them. In all, they are feeling the heat in their own bastion. They have sensed that their citadel is collapsing briskly, and it is only a matter of time that their so-called revolution of equality will be eradicated. However, astonishingly, at one hand, these communist terrorists want the government to believe that in any scenario, air power should not be used against them, as theirs is a movement of weaker indigenous people of the tribal heartland. On the other hand, while unleashing a regime of terror, they are mercilessly killing innocent people in the same tribal heartland. Their barbarism can be better understood by the fact that more than 30 innocent citizens have been murdered in cold blood in the last 4 months alone. They need to understand that gone are the days when the people who were instigating the masses to pick up the arms to fight against their own forces are pampered by the government. In this new India, if you are on the wrong side of the coin, you are bound to be dealt with severe consequences.